Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. It's Alice here with Lewis, and we've got an intriguing story to unpack today about a new trend we're seeing in the wake of mass layoffs.
Morning, Alice. Yes, it's fascinating how workers are banding together in these private groups, isn't it? I see.
Exactly. We're talking about invite-only online groups formed by people who have been let go from the same company. They're sharing support, advice, and even helping each other find new roles.
So it's more than just emotional support, right? I mean, these groups are also practical tools for navigating the job market.
Absolutely. Take Shayna Moon, for example. After being laid off from Meta, she joined a LinkedIn group with fellow former colleagues. They shared tips on applying for benefits and even got legal advice.
That sounds like a lifeline during a really stressful time. And it's not just about the immediate aftermath of being laid off, is it?
No, it isn't. These groups often start as a way to process the shock but evolve into something more. Sarah Russell, a former federal worker, described how her group, which they called Survivors, became a communication lifeline after they lost access to work emails.
I can imagine the sense of community would be invaluable. It's one thing to lose your job, but quite another to feel completely cut off.
Exactly, and with the rise of these groups, we're seeing a surge in worker resistance, as Brooke Erin Duffy from Cornell University explains.
Worker resistance? That's interesting. How so?
Well, it's not just about job hunting. These groups are also safe spaces where people can openly discuss sensitive topics like layoffs, workplace surveillance, and even the impact of AI on job security.
And in a way, this is a response to the pressures workers have faced since the pandemic, right?
Yes, exactly. The pandemic changed the dynamics of work, and now we're seeing movements like quiet quitting and lazy girl jobs emerging.
That's quite a big claim, right? That these groups are part of a broader shift in worker behavior.
It is, but the numbers back it up. Between January and June, US employers cut nearly 750,000 jobs, the highest mid-year total since 2009.
Wow, that is quite a staggering figure. And in this climate, it's no surprise that workers are turning to these whisper networks for support.
Right, these private groups provide a sense of security that public platforms can't offer. It's a safe space to vent and ask sensitive questions without worrying about potential employers seeing it.
But there are challenges, aren't there? Like, what happens when members are competing for the same jobs?
That's a good point. Roy Cohen, a New York career coach, warned that in small groups where people have similar job functions, they might become hesitant to share opportunities because they're all competing.
That makes sense. But there are also success stories, like the game industry job hunt group on Slack. They've even helped people get referrals.
Yes, Christina Amia, the group's creator, believes in the power of networking. She recently connected a laid-off Ubisoft employee with a volunteer at a game studio the person wanted to join.
So it's clear these groups are making a real difference. But what about the future? Do you think this trend will continue?
I think it will. With the job market still volatile and remote work becoming the norm, these private networks will remain a crucial resource for workers navigating their careers.
Agreed. It's about more than just finding a new job. It's about building a community and finding support during one of the most challenging times in someone's life.
That's right, Lewis. And that's all for today's episode of UK Business Morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more insights into the world of business.